This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Recommendation. Yeah.
This is probably less of a recommendation and more of a reminder.
Okay.
But during these times, I know with the announcement of essential services continuing and the rest going into lockdown, life is going to look very different, and it's going to be a lot harder for many people, particularly those who've had their hours reduced or their jobs lost.
Mm.
But one of the things about crisis is that they seem like the only show in town, but in fact, people's day-to-day problems don't stop. They just get compounded. So if you're in an unhappy relationship, mentally ill, dealing with addiction or infertility, coping with a family death, or you're in a custody battle, these things don't stop. They just get compounded. Mm. But everyone else tends to forget. So my recommendation or my reminder is that if this is one of your mates, keep taking care of them on that level too. Call them up. Send them regular text messages. I know it feels like some of those problems should go away in amongst this, but they don't. Mm. And I just want to remind you that people are still dealing with those things even amidst this global pandemic. So pick up that phone and touch base and see how they're going and ask them how you can pray for them.
That's wonderful.
Recommendation.
Now, I like that idea, especially when you think about our regular meetings are not happening as they used to, like church yesterday online. But you can still call someone afterwards and catch up like you would over morning tea.
Yeah, we FaceTimed our best friends. They were watching from their couch. We were actually watching from a park. And it was just so nice to hear their voices, see their faces, and remember that even though we're physically distancing, we can still socially connect.
That's excellent. Thanks, Ali.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.